and the world. I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness, my co-host and friend. And the dusty one comes into the studio, the chapeau, the bullwhip, the bag of tricks. Once upon a time, Indiana, more than once, I traveled to the way south of Israel towards Eilat in a, what was once a fertile land, but it is now extremely dry. And I believe this was the Nabataean civilization that the Romans overwhelmed and then used for resources. I don't recall more than the fact that you could see forever from one mount to another, and that there were stream beds at various times during the year. There were experiments to capture the water and fertilize the area around the dry bed. I remember that much. The Nabataeans, I don't know very much about. And there was evidence of the Romans camped out. Thaddeus?
Indiana, you come from the land of the scorpion ascent with tales of a 16-year-old and a 1,600-year-old lamp. Please tell us.
Very poetic question and absolutely right. Yonatan Frank was a 16-year-old pupil from the Tamara High School who, together with his class from Hoda Sharon, were on their annual field trip, which all Israeli students do. And this was on the scorpion's ascent in southern Israel. And when they stopped for lunch next to one of the old Roman forts in Mitzad Safir, he began to pick up rocks to look at them. And one of them he saw was different and brushed off the sand. And he noticed that there was a design, and he realized this was a man-made object. And he brought it to the teacher, who then went to the archaeologists in the Southern Authority, and they discovered it was an oil lamp that was produced in Petra in Jordan in the 4th to 5th century. And on that very site, the father of Israeli archaeology, Nelson Gluck, 90 years ago, almost to the day, found an exact duplicate of that very rare oil lamp produced in Petra that that the young student found. And it was 1,600 years old, as we noted, and that between the Nabataean Roman town of Mamshit and the copper mines of Fainan, these are biblical Hunan for those who study this, in the central Arava or desert, there was a trade route which was in use to carry copper, which was very valuable, of course, and possibly even gold from the mines. And as you know, it's not far from Solomon's copper mines, as they are called. And the Romans built a series of forts between the head of the scorpion's ascent and along the route, and mounted patrols would guard them and would guard the road. And if any of the forts, these small forts, came into trouble, they would be able to come and help them. These were all manned, obviously, by Roman soldiers. So this became was the system by which they could alert others to the dangers that were impending, or to fight off marauders or an invading army. And so because of the value of the goods that were passed along this route as they moved east. So it's a very interesting discovery because of the historical antecedents, and because it's one of the things that educates young people. I only wish young Americans could go and to various sites and do some digging and have the experience. It's one they will never forget, because the more you understand the history, the more you understand how we got to where we are today.
Malcolm Honlein is not here, but Indiana is. And Indiana, give our best to Malcolm as you go back out on the road with your bag of tricks. That is McCotter, American Greatness. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,